This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
His smile always warmed my soul. I was glad he was like a father to me. Always gentle and caring.
Not like actual dad who's drunk and destructive.
Some people had good dads. Not me.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know. But I can't control my gaming fix. And I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Whoa! Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
We are already recording, and since we're not broadcasting this live, we can basically
start. Oh, good.
Whenever.
So they heard all our talk about Zyklon B.
Yes.
Good.
I've only been recording for about 30 seconds, so they got the tail end of the Zyklon B.
Zyklon B, you are the gas for me.
Yeah, I think any amount of Zyklon B is not so good for
you. You're acting as if I can't cut this out and replace Zyklon B with something innocuous like...
Tato B, you are the starch for me.
Why do you default to censoring anything with the word potato? Do you have a fetish for potatoes?
No, it's
Are you of Irish descent?
I'm actually of Welsh descent, but that's like basically Ireland.
Can you say that with your pinky up?
I would not be happy to hear you.
No.
I'm of Welsh descent.
I'm of Welsh descent.
Potato, potato.
Oh, Logan, don't you love being from Wales?
Well, actually, I am, you know, also of Welsh descent, but, you know, Irish as well.
Oh, you mean Wales Spain. Without the H.
Logan was actually born in a beluga whale.
Baby Belogan
lived by the sea.
Wait a minute.
Because his family was also a whale.
My whole family is whales.
Also, what the hell are we doing here? It's Sunday. Why aren't we in church/synagogue?
I was playing video games, and then you reminded me that we're doing this shit on Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to the bathroom. I was in the pooping wagon. And
is that what they call it in Germany? Or whales?
The pooping wagon.
The poopin' vagin. It's a real thing.
Doesn't sound like a Welsh term at all.
It needs less vowels.
It needs more.
Oh, sounds like a really annoyed grunt.
It's Icelandic.
Poopin' vagin.
I think Bjork did a song about that at some point.
I have seen many poopin' vagin. I am Bjork.
So we're doing a do-over because we had many, many technical issues, and also our sacrifice to the Eldritch Gods went horribly wrong on Wednesday.
Oh no, my immersion!
You're the one who broke the immersion by saying no.
This is Sunday Night Math and Robotics Club. I hope you've all brought your Raspberry Pis and your programming boards.
What?
I brought an Arduino. Is that good enough?
Get out.
I have pizza. Oh.
You have pizza? That's better than any kind of robot or math.
Not pie. Math jokes.
What did you all think of the giant robot fight?
I didn't watch it because I had no interest in it.
I thought it was over-sensationalized and not a real robot fight.
I know.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a real robot fight.
That was a real robot fight, which is unfortunate, but I mean, it's more real than the WWE.
The real robot fight was the first test where the Japanese robot just punched the American robot and knocked it over. It's like, okay, well, the Japanese robot wins now.
Yeah, not gonna lie. That was the best part.
All right, let's get to reading. We're continuing My Inner Life by Lynx Queen. We're on page 23, and I don't give a shit about the order today because I'm lazy.
You give a shit.
Well, who wants to go first? You want me to go first?
Logan wants to go first. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll play the tape back again. Hi, my name is Logan. I did not care for that Japanese robot fight, and also I want to go first.
Hey, you be quiet. I am also Logan. You're not the real Logan.
You don't know me. I'm also Logan. Check me out.
Yeah, feel up my one ball.
I have more emotion in my voice than this. You guys are poorly portraying me.
Nah, man, this is me. I sound like this all the time.
No, it's what happens when you have depression your whole life.
God damn it! Too real!
Too real, man.
I know that feeling!
Okay, fine. I'm gonna read first, but Logan's gonna ref me. All right?
I'll ref the shit out of you.
Link.
Do it.
Hero of time. Thou art...
He's come to save the Princess Zelda.
Something, something away. Strike. Something, something.
Yeah, it's because we're too good, Logan. It's because we're too good.
Mm. That was totally done by System of a Down, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, definitely. Napster.
So, you're welcome, System of a Down.
Thanks for all the downloads, LimeWire.
Dude. Do you want to give your computer AIDS? LimeWire, man.
No. WinMX all the way. That's how you
talk.
I don't even think I've ever heard of that one.
WinMX
it was big.
WinMX and Kaza Light. Fucking Gruxter, or whatever the hell it was?
Gruxter?
Yeah, that one.
Fuck is Gruxter?
Grokster.
Yeah, you can spell it. We still don't know what it is.
Grokster was a privately owned software company based in Nevis, West Indies that created Grokster peer-to-peer file sharing client in 2001. So yeah, I used all the weird shit. Holy shit, I totally forgot Morpheus was a fucking thing.
Oh yeah.
I could never get Morpheus to work.
Wasn't Morpheus the code name for a console?
Also, and the also, dude from The Matrix.
Yeah, Matrix.
Yeah, but, you know, those movies really kind of dropped off after the first one.
You sign
Sir,
up for Morpheus,
you know.
And Lawrence Fishburne shows up at your door with a whole bunch of unmarked discs.
What if I told you I had all of these ready for you the second you downloaded me?
What if I told you I had the entirety of Dragon Ball GT subtitled?
Oh, no. That's, why?
Why would I want to watch that?
I guess back then, people didn't know that Dragon Ball GT was going to suck every butt in the world.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Like
was Dragon Ball GT way. Even coming back in 2001? I mean, coming out then?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dragon Ball GT was in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you look
man,
it up.
Step into the Grand Tour.
I'm going to keep reading. Thou art courageous. Ye saved Hyrule and hast taken a wife. Give her back.
Give her Wolfenstein.
Please give wife back.
Give me back my wife.
Never.
Jenna, thou art spiritual. Ye lost thy family. Then began a vagabond's journey.
What?
Vagabond, keep your vagina airtight.
That's... Oh, yeah, I guess so. Got me there, Steve. Got me there.
Now thou hast taken a husband. Shall ye seek the blessing of child?
No.
Yeah, I mean, if it's David eventually. Asking, no. How are you feeling, by the way?
I'm fine. Like, it's good.
You enjoyed
your... balls.
Everything is kosher. Like, they didn't take out my balls. They just cut the line
know,
between...
Yeah, I know, Dave. I know the difference between different testicle procedures.
They cut off the sperm and express.
No, what I imagined is they opened it up and the Time Crisis music is playing. They're like, which wire do we cut?
Action! Cut
it's like trauma center under the knife.
But anyway, yeah, my procedure went well. Everything is cool. They did say that I would have blood in my ejaculate for a bit, and I'm like, oh, that's pleasant.
It's
that's
like, what is it? Tie-dye or spin art. I just grossed myself out, continuing. I turned to Link and we exchanged smiles as we said yes, physically changing their mouths. Since Hyrule is at peace, now things are all well, but the Desert Man may someday return.
The Desert Man?
I prefer the Desert Man.
Desert Man.
You got pie cannon.
Why would Desert Man's weapon be a pie cannon?
Why not?
Desert Man.
No, it's a sand pie like we used to make as kids.
Oh.
I did?
I ate sand pie. It wasn't very good.
What's wrong with you?
You've known me, both of you have known me for how many years, and you're still asking that question?
Yes, because you continually up the ante.
Every season, find out more about what the hell is wrong with Steve-O on Keeping Up with Beardy.
That's what's happening.
You can't reveal all the secrets, or we'll never be able to start our second podcast where we tell all our secrets.
This is very true. I give each of ye a guardian fairy to protect ye. Just
Just
give you back your family.
I give you back your fairy. But I wanted my son. Here's a fairy. Just
close
then,
enough.
Two fairies, one with a pink aura and one with a blue aura, flew over to us. It's the Blue Angels.
Happy shade.
I cannot believe that fairies really exist, I thought to myself in air quotes for some reason.
Saying that, you know, her husband and elf also exists.
Mm.
You know, just putting that out there.
Link looked at the fairy. Oh, wait, shit. I watched as the blue fairy flew over to Link. Long time no see, Link. How I have missed you. Link looked at the fairy and smiled big. Navi, my old friend, I have missed you too. I can't give them any, like, enthusiasm because there's no, like, variation to the writing. I don't know what they're invested in. Director, what should I be doing?
Oh, it's mostly just difficult because he's talking.
Yeah, that's... it's mostly difficult because it's written like crap.
Where's my crapper family?
Damn it, Dave.
Where's my crap?
Where's my crappy family?
I look forward to Senility 2, guys.
Senility 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Where's my crap? My family.
Where's my crap?
How have you been since last we saw each other? Link inquired the blue fairy. Oh, great. That's not even me. That's just the way it's written. It's just, oh, great. No comma. Oh, great. I'm stuck with Link again. I see you have taken a wife. She is truly beautiful, Link. You two will make beautiful children together. Starting with... Where's the not safe for Shala?
I'm just... Or however that song went, I don't remember.
Oh yeah, overclocked after dark. Family jewels.
Remember that was a thing?
Ah, it's still a thing. It's still uploaded. We can totally insert it right here, right now, because we own the rights to that song.
Play all of episode one, all 3 hours of it.
Fuck you. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Oh, do it.
In this episode, we play another episode. The fairy smiled at Link, then flew over... Damn it. I skipped a line, and it actually made more sense. The fairy smiled at Link, then flew over to me. The pink one behind her. As the fairy hovered in front of me, her blue aura seemed so beautiful, so peaceful. My name is Navi, and this is Lily. Hello, the pink fairy said.
Hello.
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 So all the fairies are Alan Rickman? We will be
the
guardian.
Hey, listen.
We will be the guardian fairies for Link and you from now on.
Hey, listen.
Navi inquired. I could not believe I was getting a fairy. They were only told in storybook tales where I came from. But as I looked at Navi and Lily, I was glad that they were not just myths.
No.
I know there was no that. I corrected today. Also, Logan's reffing me. Get off your stool, Sean.
I don't have a stool.
Set him. Get off your horse. Chair.
Get off your moose.
Nay, I say.
My name is Lily. I'll be your fairy.
I'm so majestic.
Look at my wings, they're pink.
Alan Rickman wearing the Drew Barrymore outfit from Ever After with the fairy wings.
I want to be beautiful. Why won't you let me be beautiful?
I was glad to have a fairy partner. Navi then flew back over to Link and Lily came over to me.
Hello, Denna. It's nice to meet you.
Lily said as she hovered in front of me. As I looked at the pink fairy, I was glad that she was my guardian. Lily, I'm sonicking this. Lily, I think we're going to be good friends.
What makes you say that?
As do I.
I really don't like you.
10 potions.
Lily,
100 points from Gryffindor.
Can I do a remix of the shop theme with just Alan Rickman's voice?
Yes.
That's the battle theme from Final Fantasy IV. That's seven! Lily responded that I got up and went over to Link and demanded he turned off the PlayStation because dinner was ready.
Turn off that PlayStation right now, Link.
But Mom, I haven't gotten to a save point yet.
But Mom, you forgot to buy me a memory card. So
that did happen to me, though, when I bought Final Fantasy VII. I did not have a memory card.
That also happened to me, but not when I bought Final Fantasy
VII.
Why are you
all so bad at video games?
Look, back then, nobody knew about the internet, all right?
Yeah, this is... That's not true at all.
Cut Alan Rickman a break, please. I'm dead.
Yes,
Steve-O went on AOL online.
I got on AOL in 1994.
He went and he googled.
Googled blowjob.
Google didn't exist then.
No, it didn't. It was
Jeeves. Jeeves.
Oh, I was
Alta Vista.
No.
For Google porn.
Alta Vista or
web crawler.
He asked fucking AOL for Google porn. I want to see porn of Google right now.
Eric Schmidt in a bikini.
That's hot.
I threw my arms around him and looked into his eyes. His eyes seemed to glow in the sunlight. I laid my head against his chest and begun to think to myself,
a guardian fairy. I would have never dreamed. It is not a myth. This is real. And I am very lucky.
Why are there so many fucking quotes? Hello, Logan's dog.
There's not even mail today. What the fuck are you barking at?
I'm barking. Look, your fairy is outside, Logan.
I'm barking at where the mailman's going to be tomorrow.
I have future sight. I'm actually a Pokemon.
Just
you
then...
chill the F out, dog.
The great Deku Tree spoke again once more. Thou art courageous and thou art spiritual. Will be protected if the Desert Man should ever return. Then your guardian fairies desert will help man? Protect ye. Yeah, I don't know Desert Man.
They mean Ganon?
Yes, yeah. They mean Ganon, yes. The Desert Man.
But he's not the Desert Man. He's just a guy from the desert.
That makes him a desert
no,
man.
No, that makes no, him desert doesn't. Guy, not desert man.
That's what Steve said.
When thou hast thy firstborn, return to see me. With his words spoken, the great Deku Tree returned to his slumber. I held Link's hand as I looked at the two fairies. What does Jenna sound like? Are we just doing Teen Girl Squad?
I think she sounds like Valley Girl. She's like, oh god, Link.
This is truly a great gift the great Deku Tree has given us. Then I looked back at Link.
It works well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And he nodded in agreement. I almost read noodled in agreement.
I'm
just sitting here making ramen.
We just made ramen. That's why I got ramen on the brain.
Ramenade?
Not ramenade. Fuck off.
Yeah, you should have made ramen.
No, I can't do that unless all of you are here in the house.
Oh, we need to expose Sean to ramenade someday.
We just need to expose Sean in general.
God.
I gotta make it weird.
Link and I then kissed before we started for home, where Sean was naked. When we returned...
What?
I at least have my underwear on.
His underwear is a live moose.
Underwear is a liability in this economy. Take it off.
When we returned to Kokiri Village, all of the Kokiri, especially Saria, wanted to know what the great Deku Tree told us. Saria's eyes widened when we told her we had our own fairies. Even more so when she found out Navi returned to Link. That is great news, Saria said cheerfully. It is great to see that Navi has returned. Link nodded and a smile crossed his face. How can they get fairies? They're not even Kokiri! A voice called from behind. Just then, the headstrong Mido approached us. What makes them so special to get their own fairies? Mido questioned, which he literally just said. Next up is David being refereed by Val.
Saying questioned instead of said is a more descriptive term.
Why do they get fairies? And what's the deal with them getting fairies?
And what's the deal with bees?
Not the bees!
It comes after A but before C. What's the deal? Where's the cricket sound? We need the cricket sound.
Crickets. What?
Save us. Save us from
the one who's supposed to read
You're the one who's like bees and shit.
Next is a page filled with nothing but the letter B.
What page are we on?
24.
God 24. Damn it, Dave.
Dave!
What the hell is
on
Dave?
24.
Here we go. Saria turned and looked at Mito Square in the face.
Because it's a square.
Yeah, it's like...
He's Canadian.
Link is the hero of time. He is special and so is his wife. As a sage of the forest, I remember what Ganon said as we sealed him the sacred realm.
He said,
as we sealed him the sacred realm.
Yep.
As we sealed him the sacred realm. As we sealed him the sacred realm, he cursed that we... he cursed that he would one day get revenge on Link or his decedents.
That is decedents.
I know, that's what he said.
Yes, that's what he said.
I need to go get a booze for that, because I also read it wrong.
A single booze.
Link has already confided in me that he and his new wife plan on having children. They will need protection if Ganon should ever return. He would go after Link and his family first.
Saria's eyes narrowed as she confronted Mito. Saria was always protective of Link, and even more so when Mito tried to get smart. I watched as she faced off with Mito. When Mito saw the fire burning in Saria's eyes, he knew to back off.
Well, they still don't deserve it. Grumble, grumble.
Then Mito walked off. Yeah, that's what it says. Grumble, grumble. Word for word. Then Mito walked off. Saria watched as he went.
I'm sorry for all that trouble. I guess he really never got over what happened 8 years ago.
Saria then walked up to Link.
Sigh! I guess he will never get over it.
She said as she placed her hand gently on Link's.
I will always remain your friend, Link, not matter what. I will also help protect you and your family should Ganon never return. I promise.
Saria said as she looked over at me, and I knew I believed her. She would go to the ends of the earth for Link, and that made me feel better as well.
Earth? Like, isn't it Hyrule?
I mean, Hyrule on?
All right. Is Hyrule on?
Excellent question.
It's on, what was it? Zebes or whatever it is from Metroid?
It's not on planet Zebes.
Zebes.
Zebes, however you fucking say it.
Zebes!
I like Zebes.
Zebes.
Not ZBs.
French Salu says
ask my
ZBs.
Roommate when he gets home. He really loves Metroid games. He probably knows how it's said.
That made me feel better as well. We spent some time there while Link said some temporary...
It is Earth. Apparently in Wind Waker, the planet is called Earth.
See?
Oh, okay.
There you go. And as I sat and talked with Lily... When it started to get late, we decided it was time to settle into our new home. Link wanted me to see it while there was still light. Then Saria went to fetch our horses. When she came back, we mounted and headed for the Lost Woods. Link and I waved goodbye just before we disappeared into a tunnel leading to the Lost Woods. We made our way through the maze of trees into a large clearing. There stood the most beautiful house I had ever seen. Today on This Old House.
Today on Home and Garden Network.
My eyes were transfixed on the house. As I dismounted, I ran up to the front of the house and then looked it over. There was a white gate in front of the... Oh, God, this is...
That, like, again, I'm going through that in my mind. Like, where is the sex?
Not just where is the sex, but
I think,
where is,
calm
like...
Calm down, there's gonna be sex later.
Well, also, yeah. I
we
get what David...
We just had sex.
I do know what David's about to say, though. Like, where is the intrigue? Where is the conflict?
Yeah, like, everything is going well for this person.
It's the filler material.
Literally, just let it build. Holy shit.
Yeah, but you can only build so long before you get conflict.
It hasn't been building that long.
It's been building for 24 goddamn pages.
And there was already sex.
Yeah, and also a marriage and nothing going wrong.
And the sex wasn't satisfying.
There's not going to be anything going wrong in this fic.
going wrong.
It's a dream.
Yes, yeah. Going wrong, Jeremy.
Dreams suck,
dude. I have conflict in my dreams.
I have only conflict in my dreams, but I don't want other people to have that.
That's because you're secretly big boss.
No, when he goes to sleep, he gets transported to planet Zeebies.
The body I've lost. The comrades I've lost.
He actually feels horror and remorse for every single NPC he's ever had to kill in a video game. Like, he played one Call of Duty game that was like 400 dudes, and you're just like, oh, I feel bad for every one of them. They all had families.
And I shot them all in the face.
Their families?
Yes. And I feel remorse for their families, too.
Yeah. All right, so fence that ran all the way around the house. A stable for horses was on the right side, a pen for sheep and pigs just off the side near the front. There was a pasture behind the house to graze cows and horses in. Wait, is that correct? I think cows graze, not you graze cows.
Can somebody listening draw, as we describe it, can they draw this house? I want to see what people draw.
Off to the left of the house was the well. The house itself was like a summer home. It was light tan house with a white roof. The windows were monastery style. What?
They were made out of monks.
It's
monastery style.
And the front door was... Sorry.
No. Is monastery style like you have no sex ever?
I don't know.
And you also can't speak?
Drink anything. And you're silent all the time. Yeah.
Those are boring, really boring.
They're talking about the large gothic style windows that have the sort of rounded but pointed top.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Continue.
I'm trying, but I'm eating pizza.
Oh.
Which is also rounded but pointy at the top.
Always keep it related. And the front door was brown with carving of the Triforce symbol just below the greeting hole. What is a greeting hole?
And it's not below, it's bellow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does say bellow. Triforce symbol, just bellow the greeting hole.
So the greeting hole blows.
And when I went inside, I was nearly blown away.
By the bellow.
No, when I then went inside.
Oh, shit. And when I then went inside, I was nearly blown away.
No, and when I then went.
That's what I said. What
you no, say? You said, and no, I then didn't. Went.
I said, and when that I went.
And no. When I then went.
I then went.
There you go.
Thank you, Pizza Man, who is also You're friends welcome. With Desert Man.
That's Desert like guy.
It's just like the diabetes
Desert
Mega
guy.
Man.
Rider of the desert bus.
The entire house was furnished. The living quarters had a wooden clap.
A wooden clap.
Clouch.
Clap.
A wooden clouch. The living quarters had a wooden couch with cushions. A reading chair set beside a fireplace, a single fireplace, which means there's more in the house.
So beside, yeah.
There was a book table beside the couch with an oil lamp on it. Candles and stands stood all around the room while oil lamps hung from the walls. Jesus, a fire hazard. In the dining
quarters
stood...
up in flames in exactly 32 seconds.
The house is made of, like, dried wicker.
Yeah.
Nicholas Cage is outside. How'd it get burned?
Well, except for the floors, which are covered in asbestos.
Oh, yeah. So, like, everything is going to be fine except for the... Or, no, nothing's going to be fine except for the floors.
Yeah.
The entire house, fucking candles, six chairs. In the dining corner stood a huge wooden table with six chairs around it. A small vase of flowers sat in the middle. The kitchen had all of the cooking supplies we would ever need. There was even a spice rack on the wall. A small icebox was in the corner... And another small fireplace was in the back for cooking.
I heard you say a small Xbox was in the corner. Who we be?
Logan?
I don't know. You're the one who's supposed to spin the wheel.
All right. I've spun the wheel and accidentally stabbed somebody. Somebody else spin the wheel.
Logan.
Okay. Logan's up being refereed by David.
There was a spinal... Bad.
There was a spinal tap.
There was a spinal staircase. There was a spiral staircase that went up to the sleeping quarters. I walked up the staircase and went to see the sleeping quarters. When I reached the top, I noticed there were five doors.
Thank you.
What?
Four were empty. One
door burped right in my face.
It's the great Deku door.
One door always lies, one door always tells the truth, and one door always burps in your face.
He's not as effective as his brothers.
The one that was furnished was our bedchamber. There was an Edwardian bed. What's that three say?
Footnotes say an Edwardian bed is a large oaken resonance style bed with a canopy above the bed with silk curtains that drape over the sides of the bed.
Oh, so it's the bed from the room with Tommy Wiseau.
Say the bed again.
In a private romantic setting with the bed.
Thank you. With beautiful white silk sheets and pillows. A wood chair sat off to the right and a small table with an oil lamp sat to the left chair.
What the fuck silk is curtains. This? So I googled.
This is a description of a room.
No, I googled Edwardian bed, and this is the first result. Pulaski San Mateo King Sleigh Bed with Nightstand Dresser Mirror. What the hell is free white glove delivery?
Oh, I actually do know what that means. So a white glove delivery is where. So in a normal delivery between like long distances, things will get passed off between trucks because it's more economical to do that.
Uh-huh.
In a white glove delivery, they put it on one truck and then take it all the way.
Where's the glove?
There's no actual gloves.
But that's fucking Michael false Jackson advertising! I want them to show up with wearing motherfucking white gloves. I want Master Hand to deliver my goddamn bed.
They take extra care and make sure your shit doesn't get damaged. There's no actual white gloves because that'd be stupid.
No, that would... Don't... I understand it. I don't get the logic.
You don't understand anything about the shipping business. That's my job.
Logan Express.
Choo-choo.
Silk curtains line the window. And an award robe.
Yes, an award robe.
An award robe closet stood in the left side of the room. I was so overjoyed with the sight.
No.
Link, what? I was so over... Oh, God damn it. I was so overjoyed with the sight that when Link came up behind me, I threw my arms around him.
She's reaching her limit.
He's behind her, and she threw her arms, so she did like a backwards thing, and then she did the grudge. No, not the grudge. Which is the one where they spin their head around backwards?
Exorcist?
Yeah.
Exorcist. There we go.
Exorcist.
Exorcist.
Yes! Laugh at the Canadian, will you? Yeah.
Yes, that's all we do on this show.
Hey, everybody, look, there's a Canadian. Let's laugh at them.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm laughing, but secretly I'm very jealous.
Of what?
Free healthcare and poutine?
They've got their own problems. I'm jealous of the Pizones.
Yes.
Yeah, straight up.
Still told him I loved him and kissed him passionately. Sean, you should come down for Mag and bring me a Pizone.
Kiss me. Beneath the milky pizone.
I knew that this was...
No, if your pizone is milky, send it back.
No, just throw it back in the oven for a minute or two. Cook that milk right off.
The milk looks like... Oh, wait, no. Dave, did you check off on this? Because there's some red smeared in it.
Oh, no, that's God. Just the marinara sauce. I keep my jaculate to myself.
That's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
Name one instance where I didn't.
Sharing is caring.
Definitely give your jaculate to your wife.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Yes, it does!
Yes!
What, does it?
Yes,
it expected.
Does. What do you mean expected?
You're like sitting there, be like, hey, baby, are you ready for this?
Hey, baby, you would hand her a bottle of your ejaculate?
You'd give me too much cutout on that one, Logue. I don't have an entire bottle in me.
Got some nasty pizza burps in the middle of that one.
I sure did.
I'm going to isolate
Told
that.
Told him I loved him.
That's the text tone for the week.
Told him I loved him and kissed him passionately. I knew that this was the place we were going to raise our family. The place I was going to spend the rest of my life.
How do you say that word again?
Place I was going to spend the... No. I got that right.
No. Family.
Go on, Logan.
Place I was going to give me back my family.
There you go.
The plane where I was going to raise my family. The place I was going to spend the rest of my life in Link had given me a beautiful gift. A gift of love. A new life. A few months later, I was coming home from the castle after watching Link all day in the practice yards with his legion.
Wait a minute. This is exactly how fucking Cloud Mozalon got started.
No, it wasn't.
I spent all day watching Link in the practice yards.
Yeah, but he was mowing the lawn, not training in a practice yard.
Well, you have to change something so it's not just a blatant ripoff.
You said exactly.
Okay, near pizza burp.
Oh, I meant that one quiet, too.
So whenever you see, like, your dog standing in the yard, you think, hey, this is exactly how Cloud Mow's lawn started?
Yes.
You're sick. Can you stop making those horrible noises, Dave?
I'm not making them anymore. I stopped.
He had spent the day teaching sword techniques to the people in his legion. I spent most of the day watching him until I starting to feel a little sick. I had moved into the garden to sit down and rest when Zelda came to see me. You do not look well, my friend. Are you okay? Thanks, dog.
Tom.
Zelda said, looking worried. I feel a little sick in the stomach, and I feel real tired, I said as I held my stomach and tried to get up. Come, my friend. I will take you to the healer. Zelda took my hand and led me towards the healer's chambers.
Be my butterfly, sugar.
Brr.
When we got there, the healer had me lie on the table while she looked me over.
Wait, didn't this already happen?
Yes, Dave, we already read this.
Oh.
This is a redo.
This is a redo. That's why we're doing this on Sunday.
I figured we just wanted to try something new.
No. It shows you how much you fucking pay attention, man.
You're 100% correct on that.
After some time, she found out why I was not well. She told me I was pregnant.
Ah!
Zelda looked at me with shock as I was hit with joy. A rush of happiness ran through me.
Wait, they actually hit her with Nurse Joy from Pokemon? That's rude.
She's just completely still, like stiff as a brick. Just kunk, kunk.
No, thunk.
Oh. Thunk.
I looked at Zelda, and then I hugged her. Oh, goddesses, congratulations. Oh, Link will be so happy. Zelda smiled at me as we hugged, and I felt warm inside. I must go and tell Father. Then Zelda took off to fetch the king.
Woof.
I turned my attention back to the healer. How far along am I? I asked. About 2 months, the healer responded. Then she handed me a small bag with herbs in it.
Hooray!
Here are some herbs to counter the morning sickness and dizziness.
You might get a little hungry as well. Make sure you have a bag of Doritos next to you.
Please don't eat Doritos into the microphone right now. I can't handle it.
Hyrulean Doritos.
Oh, I wish I had Doritos right now. Then I would.
I got
we're not sponsored by Doritos.
Why not?
We are not really sponsored by Doritos.
Real close like this, I would eat them like.
I love how many voices are being overlaid right now.
Makes it real fun to edit, right? Where the fuck was I?
morning sickness and dizziness.
You were gonna tell us how Final Fantasy VII is overrated.
It's just not that great at the end, you know?
All right, good point. Now read.
What are you talking about, Logan? You think that it's not?
No, I think it's kind of overrated.
All right.
No, man, what are you talking about, dude?
Stay tuned to the end of the long fic for when Logan tells us why Final Fantasy VII is overrated.
Yeah, let me make an enumerated list. Make sure you take it easy. No real heavy activities. You know, my doctor told me the same thing after I got a surgery. You know what I did the next day?
Ran a marathon?
Well, no, I didn't do that. That would be stupid. Though I did run a marathon the day after giving a double dose of blood, so...
Nice. Much less blood you have to oxygenate, so you don't have to...
Yeah, exactly! Perfect! Fuck, I lost my spot again.
Eat and drink a lot.
Eat and drink a lot, and make sure you get enough sleep. And one piece of advice on a personal note, if you and your husband make love a lot while you're pregnant, you'll help make the baby stronger.
Because in a couple of weeks, Shrek is going to show up and fight the Z-Warriors.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, you shoot your spiritual energy into the baby, and then it, you know, shoots it back at you like 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works. You.
That's science.
Yeah, and then Chi-Chi fists you.
Yeah.
True love double is still fists. Elbow deep.
Yeah, double fists.
It's like trying to start a fire.
Just not real heavy lovemaking. Keep it gentle, and you come back to see me in 2 weeks. You may leave now. Oh, sorry. You may now leave. She gestured for me to get up, and I nodded at the healer as I got off the table and headed back to the palace garden. As I waited for Princess Zelda and her father, I put my hand on my belly and begun to think to myself.
There's no way I'm giving up heavy sex. Fuck that noise.
Oh my goddesses, I'm going to be a mother. My no. firstborn. I'm going to be... I'm going to be mother.
More robot. Mother. More robot.
I am going to be mother!
Hey, so, children, not to go my way.
Somebody twisted that robot's nuts near the end.
Mother!
Why would you say that, Steve?
I'm sorry,
hey,
nuts.
Children, not to twist my nut.
My firstborn, Link's child. A tear started to run down my cheek.
All the litter on the highway.
Gave me this miracle. Blessed us with the baby.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes, I can.
But will
that
you?
One more time.
I'm waiting for my dog to stop making noise. He gave me this miracle. Bless me. Fuck!
Befuck.
Bless me, befuck.
Blessed us with a baby. I love him so much.
Sue.
Sue. Then tears of happiness started to stream down my face. I had a miracle growing inside of me.
No, it's a baby.
Don't
Why
you
do
know the miracle of
miracles?
Life?
It's not a miracle. It's as I think it, who said it in chat? One person said, I think it was Lack of Sense, said that is the one purpose we have here on planet, to fucking procreate and then make next generation of baboos.
Babu? Yeah.
Babu?
Yes.
Babu? I don't think they said baboos.
Late genetic.
Yeah, but like everybody's like, oh, it's the miracle of life. Oh, I'm like, no, it's not.
Some people, you know, want to have children, Dave. It's okay that you don't, but some people do.
Also, when they say, you know, tears streaming down her face, all I can think of is crying Pikachu.
Hobbies, housework.
Why?
I'm going to have a baby, but Ash is still a statue.
Wait, what?
Are you saying that Misty did it with the statue of Ash?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, you know.
It's the only way to get him hard.
God damn it.
Steve. Hang your head in shame.
Then tears of happiness started to stream down my face. I had a miracle growing inside of me. Link and I had made this new life together. We were truly blessed.
Ash dog no
Next!
Next up is Sean being refereed by me.
And like Jim, we were truly outrageous. Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Unlike those fics that we read.
Right, yeah. Which were not outrageous. They're
no.
bad.
They're bad.
Very bad. Then I heard Lily calling to me. Jenna, I just heard the news. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
What she's actually talking about is the news of the stock market crash. I just heard the news. All your investments are gone.
Yay. Link will be so happy when you tell him. How are you going to tell him? With my words.
With song!
I'm going to do this interpretive dance.
Here's a puppet show.
Lily's grin nearly split her face. I looked at Lily, and her pink aura seemed to grow... glow brighter. I thought of lighting some candles.
Some of my buses.
Some of my buses. Cooking a meal to Chris.
I'm so happy I'm going to give birth to some of my buses.
Cooking a meal to create a romantic setting with my buses.
It's not creepy at all. Every bus is filled with candles and scented oils.
Lily flew in a circle. That is a great idea. I cannot wait to see the look on his face, Lily said as she chuckled at the thought of Link's expression after he was told.
What?
I sat and wondered how Link would take it, but I knew that he always wanted a child, and I hoped the baby would be a boy, since that is what Link always wanted. I had no say in the matter.
Do you think they would name it Link Jr.?
Link the second.
Link
Jr. Link squared. Little Link.
No. All of the no's.
All of the no's.
Jenna, my dear daughter, I heard about thy pregnancy. Just then, the king walked into the palace garden with Princess Zelda right behind him.
What the fuck is wrong with thee?
The princess has just told me about thy new miracle. I ran over to him and gave the king a hug. The king looked into my eyes. His eyes were as gentle as ever.
Suddenly, Careless Whisper started playing, and I felt uncomfortable.
Congratulations, my daughter. Have thou told Link yet?
I didn't say it right. It's
congratulations. You've won.
I nodded no, but that I was going to tell him tonight over dinner.
How do you nod all of that?
It's a very elaborate nod. It's bee dances. The angles and momentums have a lot of inference. Bees.
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 The bees.
When you and Link have thy firstborn, I will have everyone in Hyrule attend to celebrate thy new life. A naming ceremony will also be held. It will be a blessed event.
We're going to name you
Hashtag
Richard.
Hashtag namaste.
Hashtag names.
Namaste.
Then the king's smile seemed to glow.
What the fuck? She needs to get her eyes checked. If everything starts to glow.
He's a jack-o'-lantern now.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Damn it, Dave!
The bloodlines are all magical, so maybe he could actually make his smile glow. Maybe that's his only superpower.
That is the worst quirk to be birthed with. He's never going to get into UA.
Well, hey, maybe you could be UA. A cool DJ.
You want to get into the American UA, which I guess is just called American School for Heroes. I didn't really put a lot of thought into that joke. So,
it's okay. You're forgiven regardless.
Anyway, Logs, what's your quirk?
My quirk is being able to be really loud.
Oh. Ooh, so you're like a microphone DJ.
I'm the mic. Yeah.
Present mic.
Present mic.
Present mic. Yeah.
My quirk is the ability to poop in less than 20 seconds.
That is not a good quirk.
Yeah, Dave, do you have a not shit quirk?
I figured mine would be some sort of like pretender. I could pretend to use other people's quirks, not as effectively, but I could do it across multiple people.
Sean, what's your quirk besides being Canadian?
I mean, that is already enough of a quirk.
Moose summoning.
Yeah.
I can summon moose and pizzones whenever I'm around.
Val is shape-shifting into squares.
But only certain parts of her body works
on certain parts of her body.
Yep.
Look at the one who gave myself a not shit. Well, no, Lux is pretty good.
I'm going to be a grandfather. The king said and smiled at me.
My boy.
His smile always warmed my soul. I was glad he was like a father to me. Always gentle and caring.
Not like actual dad who's drunk and destructive.
No.
Some people had good dads. Not me.
That is the saddest thing. That is going to be the cold open. It's just some people had good dads. Where's the world's smallest violin? Who is eating directly in the mic?
It's me. I'm eating a carrot.
It's better than the pizza I ate, I guess.
That's debatable.
It's not really what
we call
healthy. No, it's healthier.
It's healthier, but pizza's delicious.
True. Pizza so is delicious.
Carrot delish.
Meanwhile, my breakfast consisted of a protein shake and cabbage soup. I'm literally a Macy's Day parade float with a hole in it.
Cabbage soup, that sounds gross.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's gross and sad.
It's veggie soup with mainly cabbage in it.
So, yeah,
that sounds gross.
Cabbage is disgusting. Good cabbage soup. No, okay, I make good soup.
The only way you can make cabbage soup good is by putting things that aren't cabbage in it, and then it's not cabbage soup anymore.
Or take out the cabbage completely.
So it's most just water.
It's just the hot water.
Now that I was to have a baby, it brought us even closer. We chit-chatted a little longer until the Disney-ness started to take hold.
The Disney-ness?
Yes.
Yes, the Disney.
We had the Disney afternoon inside
Disney.
Then the king saw me to the great to the gate.
To the great, I was a block of cheese.
When I reached home, I went straight to bathe.
God damn it with the fucking carrot! Now who's That's clipping nail their clippers. Nails?
That sounds like Val.
Yep.
Oh. After I undressed, I looked down at my bare stomach. I put my hands gently on my belly and rubbed up and down.
Belly?
Roll that one by me again?
Well, also, roll back. Her stomach is a bear. Growl.
Growl.
The There was a life growing inside me. A
yes, miracle. We get it.
That Link gave me.
Little did Link know that I had a xenomorph on my face not too long ago.
The baby was going to be beautiful. Then I got into the tub and slid down into the water.
I hit my head on the way down.
Stop eating the carrot directly into the microphone, please.
Logan, delay that order. Eat the carrot directly into the microphone.
I'm all out of carrot now.
I'm all out of carrots. I'm so lost without you.
Oh, no, no. I got a bag full of carrots in the fridge. I just don't want to get another one.
I soaked my sore ankles and legs a while. Then I took the wash rag and cleaned up. After I washed up, I got out and dried off. Thank you for explaining how baths work. I went to the wardrobe closet and selected a low-cut pink dress with long selves and the Triforce symbol over my right breast. A pink feathery lace ran underneath my breasts.
Can you please... Can you wait to clip your nails because it's coming through so goddamn loud?
Okay, I'm done.
Wait, let me finish.
I'm
done!
And a crisscross.
Oh, wait, pattern. I need to clip my nails too.
All right, now I need to rummage through my drawers. God damn
That's
it, now
my class
drawer.
Rummaging. This is just now a Foley work podcast.
Oh, my head.
And a crisscross pattern held the back together. I pulled my hair into a bun and went downstairs. I lit the candles around the room and the two on the table. Then I went to prepare dinner. I made cooked pork and cream sauce with potatoes and cabbage.
I hope it's cooked pork.
Yeah.
I made raw pork and served it to Link on the head of a cat.
This is a weird ritual.
No, it's a fertility ritual.
As I made the final preparations, I heard a horse come plodding up to the stable. I finished setting the table, put the food out on the table, took my apron off and hurried to the door to greet Link.
On the table.
On the table. In the bed.
On the radio. Whoa.
As he stepped in the door, his eyes looked me up and down.
He stepped in the door, so she didn't even open it. He just bam.
You look ravishing, my love. I thought about you all day long. All
right, did somebody else just start clipping their goddamn nails?
Not me.
No, I'm putting my clippers away.
Son of a...
Then he reached over, kissed me on the lips, took my hand, and led me into the house. Once inside, he noticed the candles and the food on the table. Honey, what is with the candles and the food setting?
We have electricity, you idiot.
I looked into his dark blue eyes and smiled. I just wanted to surprise you with a romantic dinner after you worked hard all day.
You. Please change that voice.
This could be like in Shimonetta.
I used my love juice in the rot roast.
Rot roast?
That's a type of sausage.
Jenna turned into Scooby-Doo.
She says, wanted to surprise you with a romantic dinner. So... Isn't it usually like, does it imply that usually Link's the one cooking food also?
Okay, you're allowed to be romantic for your partner, even if, you know, traditionally it goes the other way.
Nah, logs. It's called traditional gender roles.
No, God damn it, no!
Perhaps you've heard of it.
I'm not referring to that.
Who's the feudal lord and who's the handmaiden in this relationship?
Next up is Val being referred by Sean.
His smile widened as he took me into his arms. It's just lovely, my sweet. Thank you, my love. He kissed me again, then gestured for me to sit at the table.
Every kiss they make...
Gestured me for me.
Every kiss they make sounds like David's pizza burp.
All right, cool.
Yeah, then gestured me for me to sit at the table. He pushed in my chair before seating himself. After we served ourselves, I looked up from my food and at him. So, honey, how was your day? After he swallowed a bite of food, he answered, the king and I had a discussion about updating defensive moves among the army, which doesn't make sense at all. So I spent the entire day teaching new sword techniques and defense strategies among the men. I cocked my head at Link. Does this... Yes.
Like he's ready to blow!
It's Shadow cocking the machine gun barrel.
Does the king think that a war is brewing? I ask. No, but he wants to be prepared in the event that one does and men have to be sent in. Like, at war with who?
The desert man.
Yeah.
Link think, honey. I did watch you today until I started not to feel well.
I had a rumble in my tummy. This is Cloud Mozalon!
I said as I put my fork down. Link's eyes grew a worried look in them. How do you feel now, sweetheart? He asked, concerned. I feel much better now. I went to see the castle's healer. Then there was a long pause before Link broke the silence. Are you okay, my love? Link questioned. Link, my love, I have something to tell you, I said, looking into his eyes. Just then, Lily and Navi flew into the room. Lily flew up to my ear. Jen, hey, did you tell him yet? No, shut up, woman. Shut up, fairy.
Listen.
Tell him what? Navi chimed in. Link, my love, we're going to have a baby, I finally said. The next thing I heard was a clank of silverware hitting his plate. His eyes grew as big as saucers as he looked at me.
Damn it, you overcooked this food.
Dino saucers.
You mean I'm going to be a father? He said, yep. As a look of pure shock came across his face.
Yes, Link, we're sending you into the priesthood.
Oh, God. I nodded yes. Oh, Jen, congratulations. What happened to love? Like, that would be the perfect time to say, oh, my love.
No, I think they've had enough love right now. They need less love.
I had no idea you were pregnant, Navi added. Ling then leapt out of his chair, ran over to me, lifted me up, and took me into his arms. He stared deeply into my eyes, then kissed me passionately. I love you, Jen. I cannot believe that I'm going to be a father. Excitement filled Ling's eyes. Then he placed a hand on my belly. While still holding you up? Wow, he's pretty strong. How far along are you? Link asked with excitement. The healer said I was 2 months ago. Oops. 2 months along and 2 months ago is 2 months ago. I replied, I still cannot believe it. I'm going to be a daddy. Link added.
Daddy!
Daddy, 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 daddy.
Be sure to rustle that wrapper directly into the microphone. It's just like having Derek on the show again.
Poor comedy geniuses.
Open it faster!
I'm done opening it.
Now stop playing with the wrapper!
No, there's stuff stuck to the wrapper. It's peanuts with caramel.
There's a penis that's stuck to the wrapper?
Yes, with caramel.
That's not a good prize, or maybe it's a great prize.
It's delicious. Oh, crunchy too.
Why is that penis crunchy?
Link and I held each other for a long time. We were happy that we were going to have a baby. Excitement filled us both. I laid my head against Link's chest, and out of the corner of my eye, saw Lydia and Navi smiling in the way of saying, oh, isn't that beautiful? I felt a rush of happiness run through me. I knew now that I was going to be complete. Okay.
Then the postpartum depression set in.
I know. I had Ling and now I was going to have his baby. Yes, we established that already. Thank you. Ling was now going to have that child he always wanted.
Yes, we got
truly
it.
Truly blessed. Hashtag namaste.
Namest.
The next few days were not easy. The morning sickness hit when I got up in the morning and the dizziness would hit by mid-afternoon. With Link's duties at the castle, he was not able to remain at home with me like he wanted to. But he left Navi and Lily to watch over me. Link did worry about me while I was away, but he knew that Lily and Navi would take care of me. Yes, that's what we just established. It was the hottest part of the summer. About midday, some of the villagers from Kakariko village would gather into Lake Ilia, or Hylia, whichever you want to say it. Inside the Lost Woods, it was a little cooler, however, sometimes the humidity would make going outside unbearable.
Next up is I'm being refereed by Logan.
From time to time, I would got to the castle and visit with Princess Zelda or to watch Link in the practice yards. But during the days that it was too hot, I would remain home. And on the days Link stayed home, we ourselves would go to Lake Hylia to cool off. After the hot months and early fall, Link and I talked about taking our relationship beyond our vows. You're pregnant! How much farther can you take it?
You know, there's some bonds that even, you know...
like gold bond medicated powder?
You have to go deeper. Yes. You are bonded together by gold bond medicated powder.
Okay.
But gold bond medicated powder is an adhesive in nature.
That's just how much you put on.
Oh. Okay.
We wanted to bond ourselves together further than our marriage had, so we went out and got some gorilla glue. We found out that there was a monastery just beyond Gerudo Valley where the monks there performed pagan bonding ceremonies. These rituals were preformed to bond married couples further than their marriage vows. Yes, we get it. Link and I decided that we meant so much to each other that we wanted to do it together.
Well, that's usually how it works. You don't do it just
I like, love you so much, I'm going to do this bonding ceremony by myself.
Exactly. Hello, Laza. I love you too.
You're saying you can't bond with Angela?
Oh, Leftandria, you mean? The bonding...
Are you a lefty?
No, but I prefer the stranger sensation.
No, it feels uncoordinated.
I don't know. If you get enough practice, you can become ambidextrous.
Yeah, it's just because you haven't done it enough yet, Logs.
You can be ambidextrous.
Yes, you can be ambidextrous and also have a pizza in one hand and a pizzone in the other.
I find it easier to use the left hand because I use my right hand for scrolling through things on my phone.
All right, Dave.
There you go.
The bonding, number 4. Who wants to read this fucking footnote?
A bonding is the joining of two people that joins married couples together further than their verbal wedlock. It's where two people join together physically, mentally, spiritually, and sexually in a bond that cannot be broken.
It's when they both sign up to become Mary Kay salesmen.
This kind of joining also helps prevent adultery.
Chastity belts! I love you so much, I'm going to put on this ridiculously heavy iron underwear.
The Everlast.
You wear a chastity belt, right, Steve?
No, not at all. I wear a chastity thong. It's different.
Is it?
Yes.
It lifts and separates.
Exactly. There's no way I'm giving up my ridiculously good rear end just for chastity. Are you kidding me? That would be denying the world something beautiful.
I guess some people might think that.
What, you're not in the Steve-O booty camp, Logan?
No, not really.
Aw. Well, maybe I haven't shown you it in the right light.
There. That's the first result.
For what, Steve-O's booty?
No. Chastity thong.
Oh, wow.
Is it a not safe for thing?
No, yeah. It's... Oh, I wanted to post it in FNF.
Oh, okay. Well, where did you post it to?
You didn't even post it in the right Discord?
No, I posted it in That's It for Life for some reason. I'm like, oh.
Well, the look on the guy's face is, what did I do wrong with my life to end up here? Holy shit. I don't know, man. It kind of looks like David's post-vasectomy apparatus a little bit. David, comments?
Close enough.
A week later, we mounted our horses, giggity, and headed for the monastery. It took quite some time to reach it, since when we arrived at Gerudo Village, the Gerudos insisted on us stopping to chat. We had an afternoon meal there, then resumed our way towards the monastery. After another short ride, we arrived at the monastery. Yay. When we reached the gate, a group of monks was there to greet us. After we dismounted, a monk came and took our horses to the stable. I had no idea they were expecting us, but Link told me later that he had set it up a few days before. I'm so bored. When we... That's a drink. Afternoon drinking is fun. We were taken inside to a chamber where the head of the monastery was waiting for us. First, we were asked a few questions. Then he explained the steps of the ceremony to us. Then he had two monks bring a bowl with an oily liquid in it. The head monk took his thumb, dipped it in the liquid, and smeared it on our foreheads while he chanted. Ooga
chaka. Nomine Patri Spiritus Hyrule.
No. Ooga chaka. Ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. Ooga, ooga.
I can't stop
this feeling.
Ooga, 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 ooga.
Deep inside of me.
Ooga chaka. Ooga, ooga, ooga.
Girl, you got me feeling.
You got it wrong.
What this monk has done to me.
You messed it up.
It's
not the words.
It's okay. It's still good.
Are you an actual Guardian of the Galaxy? Didn't think so.
Yes.
No. Well, all right. I guess you wrote to the same mail correspondence thing I did.
And Logan as Rocket Raccoon.
Why am I Rocket Raccoon?
You're Trash Panda.
Crash Panda?
No, Trash Panda.
Trash Panda. Oh, okay.
You never heard that?
Nope.
Please continue reading.
Okay.
It's a great example of an ascended meme in the second one.
That, okay.
Don't ever say the words ascended meme again.
No, that's what it's called. It's its own trope on TV Tropes.
Then he said that the ceremony was to be preformed outside, but that it was to be preformed in the nude. All right, hold on a second. All right, now I'm in the nude. Look, there's nobody else here. The windows are, the blinds are open, but the windows are closed.
That's not doing much for you, is it, then?
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're not streaming on Twitch as well.
Yeah.
He explained that their beliefs were everything is born from the Earth, and when you die, you go back to the Earth, much like the life stream in Final Fantasy VII. And since the
When you die, your body becomes the grass, and the antelope eats the grass, and then the antelope shit on the grass, and then we eat the antelope.
So, in essence, we're saying we are shit.
We eat.
Yes. Yeah.
And since the ceremony was to be performed under the witness of Mother Earth, we had to remove our clothes. I shot Link a worried look, but he gave me a reassuring smile, and that made me feel better. After we
don't worry, these monks are all celibate. Wink.
All of these monks look like Professor Frink. Hi.
I'm leaving.
After we removed our clothes, we were led to a beautiful garden with an oak tree in the middle. I felt a wave of calm as we walked further into the garden. We were led to the oak tree and told to kneel down in front of each other. After we knelt down facing each other, okay, yes, giggity, the head monk said he would explain each step of the rituals as we went. First, two goblets were brought to us with liquid in them. Next, one of the monks brought a ruby-hilted dagger and handed it to Link. Oh, this is gonna go well. Then the head monk explained to us that we each had to cut our palms and, well, crap, I accidentally went up 6 pages.
Great job.
How?
I honestly don't know. I literally right-clicked and something happened. Okay, there we are.
They could have cut just a finger.
Cut our palms and drop some blood into the goblets in front if us. An uneasy feeling washed over me. Cutting my hand was not one thing I wanted to do. Odd. But Link shot me a comfort... Stop shooting things, dude!
Pew, pew.
You just have, you know, horrible problem with shooting things, you know?
I can't control it. No ropes! Fuck the ropes!
I mean, people will get fucked by these ropes.
Link shot me a comforting glance, knowing that he couldn't shoot ropes, and I started to calm about it. Link also had a vasectomy that weekend. The monk explained why cutting our palms was necessary. Then I watched as Link took the tip of the dagger and slit the palm of his left hand.
No.
Slit the palm of his left hand. Next up is David being refereed by Val. How was your pizza, Dave?
Oh, it was good.
What kind?
It was a 3-meat kind with stuffed crust.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Val, can we get pizza for supper?
Sure.
Yeah!
And thus Steve was happy forever.
Until the next day when he realized he had to go to work and was also down a lot of money to not have mesothelioma.
Alright, well, Link then clenched his hand into a fist and the blood slowly dripped into the goblet. In front of him, then Link handed the dagger me.
David, that is the definition of verbal juggling. Good job.
Hey, man, you know, you get real good at things when you do things.
No way.
Oh, god damn it. Stop scrolling back up, you clod.
See, the same thing happened to me.
I felt a little scared as I held the dagger in my hand. When I looked at it, when I looked back up at Link, he reassured me it was okay.
It's okay, honey. It will only hurt for a second. You'll be okay, my love. I'm here with you.
Your underwear is halfway down. Okay, now your underwear.
Your underwear is halfway down.
Yeah, it was halfway down to his knees. He came upstairs to grab a spoon.
All right. I mean,
is he gonna fuck the spoon?
Swinging that dick around, it's Steve-O's dick.
Steve-O.
Yes?
You gonna fuck that spoon?
How?
The correct answer is yes.
Just like Ron.
Run at it, then fucking do a back butt drop.
Back butt drop.
I'm gonna say no to all of that, because then I won't be able to eat my yogurt.
You gonna fuck that yogurt?
I'm not gonna... Why does everything I have need to be fucked?
Because you have to assert naked dominance.
And now you made me spill yogurt on my keyboard.
Yep,
that was very dominant. Stupid and your fault.
What are you laughing at? Eyes. It's because... Oh shit, it actually typed something.
I looked into his eyes and a glint of comfort shone in them. I nodded, then took the dagger and placed the tip against the palm of my left hand. I closed me eyes.
Okay, now channel your Welsh heritage and put on the accent.
I closed my eyes and made a wince as the dagger cut my palm. As I looked down, my hand was so blood seeping out the wound. Then I clenched my hand into a fist and let the blood drip into the goblet in front of me. After I did, where's Grant Kirkhope? We need him to do this.
He's not Welsh.
Well, he'll be like, I'm from Yorkshire, and also your accent is terrible. And then I won't have to do the accent anymore. I may have Welsh heritage, but I was born in Texas, so America.
America.
After I did that, one of the monks took the dagger from me. Next, we were told to exchange the goblets and drink from them. Then Link and I exchanged the goblets. Link took a drink from his first, then I took a drink from mine. The strange liquid in the goblets made me feel different, made me feel connected to Link. The monk then told us to take our hands with the wounds on them and clasp them together. As our hands bonded, our blood meshed together, and connection between us was felt. I started to feel a little closer to him, started to feel like he was inside me. Yeah. I like it when he's inside me. That big elf dick of his.
He's not an elf. He's got pointy ears, but he's not an elf.
That big Hylian dick inside of me.
There we go.
I closed my eyes and I heard Link's voice inside my ears. Inside my mind. No, it's inside my ears.
You said inside me ears.
Oh, I said mine.
It's okay.
Inside my mind, but only faintly. I reached out for him, but nothing was there. Then I opened my eyes again.
I like how your Welsh accent just morphed into a southern one.
Yeah.
My name is McCree. I'm from Wales.
It's tea time. The next monk... Oh, fuck. That's not what it says. Next, the head monk explained that to strengthen the bond further, we had to drink each other's body fluids.
Yeah.
My eyes widened and my jaw dropped.
No, just jaw.
My eyes widened and jaw dropped.
My face underwent terrible transformations because I had Akira.
But we were reassured that it was perfectly harmless.
You really forced that one.
No, I didn't force it. It just didn't happen. It was one of those ones that, like, feel like you gotta burp, and then you burp, and it's just,
It gets stuck into your throat?
It was a fake burp. Yeah. It was a furp.
Or a bake. Speaking of bake, I have chocolate pudding, or actually caramel pudding cake. It's a chocolate cake base with caramel pudding poured on top of it, topped with a whipped cream. Very tasty. Wife, would you make me a piece, please? I looked at Link, and he nodded in agreement. He placed his hand on mine, and a wash of comfort ran over me. I nodded that I was ready, and we were handed two small cups, and told we had to urinate in it.
I just feel like Link, a few days ago, like prior to this, went there, listened to what they were saying, and was like, oh yeah, I'm totally into this.
I'm not into this.
It's not my fetish. It's not my kink.
Sort of. I don't know.
It is so not my kink.
It was hard to do what was requested, but as I did what I had to do, a small feeling of uneasiness tingled inside me. When I sat back down, Link had already finished and placed his cup down in front of him. I then placed mine down in front of me and waited for what to do next. The head monk said a few words, and we were told to exchange the cups and drink from them. Link went first, and I watched his face twisted slightly as he drank from the cup. I hadn't drank a lot of water in a while, so it was extra vinegary. Then I took my cup, so I lifted it to my lips, and crinkled my nose as I drank from it. A sour taste was left behind after I finished. See, Link, on the other hand, he hadn't drank water in a fortnight, so it was basically jello at that point.
Gross.
I don't think that's how that works, but...
It's not, but you know what? This is a fantasy, so shut up. Next hand, fucking sour taste. Next, we were told to close our eyes and hold hands. The monk began to chant in an unknown tongue. It was like, Watashi wa koko niwa desuka. I don't know what that means. What? That's weird-ass tongue.
Hold on, I need to look something up on Google Translate. Keep reading now.
Okay, give me something to read, please. I would love it. As he chanted, I felt a presence around me. It was God. Something like a spirit, but I was not quite sure. A warm feeling filled inside me, like being next
like next to a fire. Yeah, it's Pio's napalm.
Okay, so Google Translate to Japanese. The cult was saying things in a foreign tongue. Watashi wa ikutsu ka no KFC ga hoshi desu.
KFC?
Yes.
I really want to eat some KFC. The feeling made me happy inside. Made me feel.
You skip. Oh no!
I did it.
You didn't finish the previous.
No, I said it. I said it that their hands were the only things touching.
You stop like being okay. Next to a fire.
He's okay. Let's roll. Let's do it.
Okay.
Awesome! I got to skip it. No.
God damn it! Then go back and read.
And I felt at peace. Felt a calm. Then I could feel Link again. Felt his body against mine, even though our hands were the only things touching. The feeling made me feel happy, and then it made me feel closer to him.
Inside.
The feeling made me feel happy inside. Made me feel closer to him. Made me feel Collins.
Feel like a chicken.
I hoped that the feeling would never end. I opened my eyes and the monk had stopped chanting. And he then explained to me that there are four more separate bonding rituals.
Oh, I paid for this. This was supposed to be our weekend away on vacation. Next up is Logan being refereed by David. Logan, would you also want a pizone?
On top of the one you already owe me?
Yes, would you like a pizone on top of another pizone?
Hell yeah, I would. Give me a double-decker pizone, please.
In this episode, all the hosts eat at some point during the show.
Well, you didn't eat. You just spilled yogurt all over your keyboard.
Oh, no, I still ate it.
Good one, Dave.
Thanks, Logs.
Each to bond us together in every aspect of our being.
That was the last one, which means it's the worst one.
They just connect a comically small set of police handcuffs to their genitals.
Aww.
So what is it's one goes around the cock and the other goes around the clitoris?
Yep.
They were. Mentally, spiritually, physically, and sexually. Completing each would bond us together in an unbreakable bond. When we were ready, we nodded and were told what the first ritual was.
Bah.
The men.
The pizza burp ritual.
That was my burp, and I have not eaten pizza.
The carrot burp ritual.
That was candy bar and carrot burp.
Carrot
Thank
bar.
You very much. Gross. After the rules were explained, we took each other's hands and held them. When the head monk began to chant, we closed our eyes. I began to feel the warm feeling inside me again. This time it was more intense. Then my mind was cleared of all thoughts, and I was left in total emptiness, like being in a void. There was nothing but quiet. And then the silence was broken by a distant voice.
Hey, Steve, you want to go buy me Wolfenstein?
Hey, Steve, get me Pizone!
Get me Pizone and Wolfenstein.
Dude, there's a cross promotion I can get behind.
Do you like to kill Nazis and eat pizza?
No, Pizone.
Well, it's a form of pizza.
It's Pizone.
Do you want to fold the pizza in half, dip it in fucking ranch or sauce?
Don't ever dip anything in ranch.
Don't ranch.
Because ranch is bad, man.
I mean, it's bad for you, but it's still good.
No, it's gross.
No, go for Caesar instead.
Then my mind was cleared of all thoughts, and I was left in total emptiness, like being in a void. There was nothing but quiet. Then the silence was broken by a distant voice. As the voice came closer, I could tell that it was Link. Link was inside my mind, calling out to me. I reached for him, called out to him, tried to find him. As he called to me again, his voice rang through my mind. His voice vibrated through my body, inside my bones. His voice made me feel warm, made me feel secure. I did not feel alone. He was there with me. Hearing his voice inside my mind made me feel closer to him. I felt as if our minds were connected.
Somebody needs to get furniture that isn't squeaky.
It's not me. I felt as I... As if... I felt as if we're one. It really hurts the whole dramatic voice when they fuck it up like that. As I searched for him, his voice seemed like a flame. I felt its warmth, then saw its light. I reached for it, called to it, watched as the flame danced. Link's voice ran inside it. I moved inside the emptiness, tried to reach for the flame, tried to reach for Link, but no matter how hard I tried, I could not reach him. Then the flame flicked out, and Link's voice became distant again, until all there was but silence. The void closed around me, and that's I came back. I opened my eyes and looked at Link. He was just as wide-eyed as me.
Big ol' anime eyes.
Yeah,
I smiled at him before returning attention to the monk. He looked at us and told us the mental bonding was complete. Embed pee brush! The physical bonding.
The head monk told us the rules for the physical bonding.
God damn it.
First, we had to put our wrists together and hold them up together in front of us. Then two monks came with rope and tied our wrists together. A bow with a white smoke rising from it was put down in front of us. We were told to inch closer to the bowl and to close our eyes again. The void opened up inside me again.
Guys, and I don't like this feeling... dungeon master.
I don't know, I'm kind of into it.
The warm feeling ran through my bones. The walls dripped with dankness. I felt Link again inside my mind and inside my body. I heard his voice calling, felt his body against mine, felt his heart beating. So warm, so calming.
So I fresh, for him. So clean.
I reached for him, tried to touch him. Then the voice, the fuck. Then the void was shattered. When I heard Link scream, I twisted in pain as he screamed inside my mind. My mind felt like it was on fire. My body felt like hot needles were being poked in. As Link twisted in pain, I felt everything he was feeling. He screamed for me to help, but I was helpless.
This is terrible amateur lyrics for your emo band. Go back.
I was helpless!
It is confirmed, Logan is still 14 years old. Next up is Sean being refereed by me.
My body felt his heart beating faster, felt him twist in pain. I screamed as his voice ringed loudly through my mind. My head felt like it was being crushed as the intense pain raged through, like a baseball, me. I wanted it all to end, wanted the pain to go away. Since the connection that was bonding us together, all pain that one feels, the other feels the same at the same time. As the pain intensified, my heart began to beat faster. My pulse raced, and my body twisted and screamed as the shattering screams and pure pain raged through like a baseball my every vein. Then I opened my eyes and stared at Link with unblinking eyes as I watched him twisting in pain as he felt everything I was feeling. My wrists twisted as Link and I moved around. I screamed louder, wanted it all to cease, prayed it would end. Then all of a sudden the void broke and the pain ceased. Then I felt the warm run through me again.
And I Link's realized heart... I needed a change of my adult diapers.
Yeah.
Link's heart slowed its beat, and his voice ran softly through my mind. Link touched my soul. Where is the soul on the doll? Show me.
Points at the left ankle.
And I felt a calming feeling come over me again. As the flame rose in my mind again, a rose bloomed in my soul. From my left ankle.
Yep, exactly. That's where I got my tattoo of the rose.
Link's voice called from the flame, and his touch came from the rose. I tried to reach for the flame, tried to touch the rose, but the closer I got, the further away he became. Then the feeling changed. A pleasurable feeling started to surround me, and it rushed through my body like a raging river. I felt hot inside. It felt erotic. Felt good. Then I could feel Link's touch, like he was inside me. It felt like our bodies merged. Then the feeling grew stronger, grew more intense, and it became like a sexual feeling. It felt like having sex. I felt a stronger connection with Link. Felt as if we were connected. Felt as if we were one. Felt as if we merged. Then the void shattered around me and I awoke. I blinked in the sunlight and looked at Link. He was whipping the sweat from his brow. We were coming around from our strange experience, but we regained our senses quickly. My wrists hurt from all the twisting.
I really have to tone down my masturbation rituals.
Yeah, maybe don't, like, sprain your wrist every single time. Just, you know.
I treat masturbation like glow lights at a rave.
God.
Is that why
you're honestly,
never...
some of those people can do some crazy flip tricks.
I moved them around again to get... Fuck. I moved them around against his to get them comfortable. Then I turned to the head monk. He lowered his hands and clapped. The two monks came and removed the rope from around our wrists and took the bowl away. I rubbed my wrists to soothe the pain. Then he... Ah, fuck. He then placed a hand on my head.
You're having a real tough time, man.
I know. After about a minute, we were told the physical bonding was complete. Embed pee brush.
No.
Embed pee brush.
No.
The spiritual bonding. The next ritual was the spiritual bonding. After the details were told to us, not to us though, just to Jenna and Link, the head monk called his two servants and they came with two colored pendants and bowls with colored liquid in them. The two servants took the liquid and began to draw beautiful, intricate patterns on our backs, arms, and chests. Then they put the pendant with the red stone around my neck, the blue one around Link's. The two servants moved away and we were told to embrace each other. I moved over to Link and into his arms. I put my arms around his neck and closed his eye. Closed my eyes. Fuck. I heard the monk... Fuck.
Jesus, man.
I'm not even drinking.
I know. It's scary. Maybe you need booze in order to be better.
Oh, God. I heard the head monk start to chant again, and my mind clearing of all thoughts as the void opened around me again.
Next up is Val being refereed by Sean, and that should end us for the day. And I can put my clothes back on.
You could do that anytime.
I would feel ashamed for not getting into the spirit of the story.
Well, I mean, the sexual part's about to happen, so you might as well keep them off.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Cool. Let me go grab another bowl of cabbage soup.
Are you fucking the cabbage soup?
Don't judge me.
I heard Ling's voice call out to me again in my mind. The erotic feeling filled my body, and I felt the warmth of Link's body against mine. I could feel Link inside me again. I felt his heart beating inside my chest, felt it beating alongside mine. The feeling ran deeper, deeper into my soul. The stones were connecting our very souls together. I felt as if our bodies merged, felt as if our minds became one. I could hear Link's thoughts in the back of my mind like a distant voice. Oh, no. His thoughts rushed through me, his heart pounded in my chest, then I felt myself rise out of my body. My sprit... Yep.
Oh, God damn it, now I need to clean my screens again.
Rose
Patooey,
above
Patooey.
Yes. Patooey. Rose above me, and I looked over and saw Link had done the same. Whee! I went over to him, merged with his spirit, became one. I became him, he became me.
Oh, that's and weird. We are all together. Cuckoo.
After we merged completely, our spirits separated and returned to our bodies, each carrying a part of each other's spirit. I felt our souls merge. Felt the connection between us. We were soulmates. We were always destined to be together. I felt as if I had known him all my life. I learned many new things about him. Learned about his past. Learned about how he felt. I heard him call to me.
Learned about all of his kinks. Yes, even those.
Yeah. Call me his world. Call me his life. I knew now that he was deeply in love with me. I meant more to him than life in itself. Okay. We were one, now and forever. Then the void shattered. I felt Link's hand stroking my hair and I opened my eyes. I looked deeply into them and saw how he felt in them. They flickered with passion, flickered with love. Like, how long did you get married? Like, a few months ago?
2 weeks.
I leaned over and gently kissed him. I told him that I loved him and he was the most important thing in my life. The head monk stopped chanting and we returned to our attention to him. He looked at us and told us that the spiritual bonding was complete. He called his servants back and had them bring us some water. A minute later, the two servants came back with two mugs filled with water. We were handed each a mug and I drank the water in large gulps. After we finished, the servants took the mugs away and left. And bed pee brush!
the sexual bonding. Next, we were told that the final part of the ceremony was the sexual bonding. We were explained the rules. First off, we had to have sex. No shit!
No, that would be gross sex.
And since we completed the other rituals, the sexual bonding process should be easy yet more intense. I was nervous about having sex in front of others, but we were told that the only witness would be Mother Earth herself.
Because she's a voyeur.
Yep. I held Link's hand as he stroked my hair and said everything would be okay. He was there with me. His words always made me feel better, so I calmed down. The head monk explained the requirements in completing the ritual, then was gone. And that's it.
And that's it. Yeah, we're
done. We should also be gone.
Yes, but unfortunately it's not. That was our makeup session. Go us, guys. Hooray.
Still not king.
Hooray.
Yeah, still
not king.
Indeed, still not king, and still don't have pizza or pizzone. But now I have a yogurt.
I can get pizzone.
I have a yogurt keyboard and cabbage farts, so no yay.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.